Vectors Radio podcasts are sponsored by Break the Cycle CIC, rebuilding self-esteem in people who have experienced domestic abuse. For more, email hello at breakthecycle.org.uk.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
This is a public announcement. Vectis Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's Takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
The Short Breaks 4P's Podcast. Building confidence through radio.
This is Blake from the 4P Sunday Short Break Show. Join us for a variety of obscure features, including famous birthdays, local news and weather, and jokes that will make you wonder why you listen to this radio station.
The Island's Weather, sponsored by the 4P's Radio Training School. Building confidence in young people using the main ingredients of radio. To find out more, go to 4ps.org.uk.
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and here is your weekly weather. Monday we can expect sunny intervals and a gentle breeze, highs 13, lows of 7. Tuesday we can expect light cloud and a gentle breeze, highs 13, lows of 5. Wednesday we can expect light cloud and a gentle breeze, highs of 11, lows of 5. Thursday we can expect light cloud and a moderate breeze, highs of 10, lows of 4. And Friday we can expect sunny intervals and a moderate breeze, highs of 9, lows of 3. That's it for your weekly weather. I'll update you more next weekend. Bye for now.
In local news this week, work on Ryde Transport Interchange to provide better travel connectivity as well as a much improved public space is due to begin next month. The project is primarily funded by a government grant from the Transforming Cities Fund following a successful bid for £55.6 million by the Isle of Wight Council, Portsmouth City Council and Hampshire County Council together as South East Hampshire Rapid Transport. Around £10 million of this has been awarded for the Ryde Transport Interchange improvements. The Esplanade Transport Hub will be reorganised to provide more landscaped pedestrian space, reflecting the responses received to the public consultation last year and allowing buses to leave directly to George Street rather than having to turn at the Dover Street roundabout. There will be a new dedicated cycle route and walkway through the Esplanade, along with further signposted links to and from Ladies Walk to the west and Puckpool to the east, along with new street furniture and planting throughout the Esplanade area. It will all begin on Monday the 4th of April, with works to construct the new footway and cycle route improvements between the Hover Travel footbridge and Dover Street, including improved pedestrian crossing facilities at the Dover Street and Esplanade junctions. Meanwhile, Citizens Advice Isle of Wight is warning islanders risk falling into severe hardship when paying for energy without further government action. It says the number of islanders needing help with energy debts has increased by 36% in the last year, while 16% are currently unable to afford energy bills even by cutting back on other essentials. When prices rise on the 1st of April, 26% will be struggling. Citizens Advice Isle of Wight wants benefits increased in line with the current rate of inflation and more support to stop the worst affected having to choose between heating and eating in October when the price cap is expected to rise again. If you are affected, Citizens Advice Isle of Wight has help through crisis staff. Visit islehelp.me. Finally, the organisers behind the Isle of Wight's Sweet Corn Fair have called time on the popular event. With the past few years being hampered by the weather, then COVID, the team says it has made the difficult decision to no longer carry on. The Sweet Corn Fair grew from a small fete-style event back in 2006 to the sensational two-day event of recent years. The last Sweet Corn Fair was scheduled for its 13th year in 2019, where due to high winds and rain, it had to be cancelled. Jane Gibbs, co-owner of Arriton Barns and organiser of the Sweet Corn Fair, said, "Over the past few years, we have been lucky enough to work with some amazing and talented people to bring a fun, family and great value event to the Isle of Wight. However, we have become a victim of our own success, and organising an event of this scale with mainly volunteers has become too big to manage." That's all. I'm Jasper Haycox O'Toole.
My name is Cassidy, and this is the Gig Guide. Monday, Giulio Canche with Paul Onfield, Island Sailing Club, Cowes, 7 p.m. First Aid presents Ophelia's Rock, Shanklin Theatre, 6:30 p.m. Tuesday, First Act presents Ophelia's Rock, Shanklin Theatre, 6:30 p.m. Wednesday, Perform One presents Strips, Bar and Venue, Newport, 7 p.m. First Act presents Ophelia's Rock, Shanklin Theatre at 6:30 p.m. The Sandown and District Historical ADM, the Broadway Centre, Sandown, 7:30 p.m. Thursday, Cozy Jazz Club, Strips Bar and Venue, Newport, 7:30 p.m. Don Jolly Holiday Snake, Travel and Comedy in the Danger Zone, Shanklin Theatre, 7 p.m. This is Cassidy, this is the Gig Guide.
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and here are your celebrity birthdays. Diana Ross, who's a soul singer, Martin Short, who's a movie actor, and Brittany Wilson, who's a TV actress. Do you know how old these people are and which year they were born in? Well, stay tuned to find out. Bye for now.
Hi, I'm James from Vectis Radio, and today I'll be telling you how to make a gnocchi fish pie. This is an easy recipe to make and it serves 4 people. To make it, you will need 350 grams of gnocchi, 200 millilitres of semi-skimmed milk, 2 tablespoons of corn flour, 400 grams of salmon, smoked haddock and prawns, 4 spring onions, sliced, 1 tablespoon of chopped chives, 150 millilitres of reduced fat creme fraiche, 1 teaspoon of capers, drained, 200 grams of frozen peas, 1 teaspoon of olive oil, 250 grams of long-stem broccoli or green beans, steamed to serve. To make the gnocchi fish pie, you will need to put the gnocchi in a deep oven-proof frying pan and cover with boiling water and a pinch of salt. Simmer for 2 to 3 minutes, then drain and leave to steam dry. Combine a splash of the milk with the corn flour until you have a smooth paste, then add to the rest of the milk. Pour the mixture into the frying pan, then add the fish mix and spring onions and bring to a gentle simmer. Cook, stirring frequently until the sauce is thickened and the fish is just cooked, around 4 to 5 minutes. Season well. Then stir in the herbs, creme fraiche, capers and peas and bring back to a simmer. Finally, heat the grill to medium-high, arrange the gnocchi over the filling, then brush with the oil and season with some black pepper. Grill for 5 to 10 minutes or until the gnocchi has puffed up and is starting to turn golden on top. Serve with the broccoli or green beans on the side. For more recipes, check back next week on Vectis Radio FM 104.6 on air and online.
Hello, this is Blake.
And Cassidy.
And we have got some jokes that make you wonder why you listen to this radio station. Stop looking for the perfect match. Use a lighter instead.
What kind of music scares a balloon? Pop music.
How does a penguin build a house? It glues it together.
What do you call an old snowman? Water.
I lost my job at the bank on my first day. A woman asked me to check her balance, so I pushed her over.
Why did the pig stop sunbathing? He was baking in the sun.
This was Blake.
And Cassidy.
With jokes that make you wonder why you listen to this radio station.
In local news this week, more than 1,000 incidents of misuse of e-scooters have been reported during a trial on the Isle of Wight. It has emerged a council pilot hire scheme has been operating on the island for 15 months. A Freedom of Information request revealed complaints had been filed over antisocial behaviour, dangerous and underage riding, as well as riding on the pavement. Operator Beryl said misuse of its vehicles were highly disruptive. The FOI by an island resident and released by the Local Democracy Reporting Service showed that in the 12 months following the start of the scheme in November 2021, 1,004 4 misuse reports were filed with the Isle of Wight Council. They included 87 for antisocial behaviour, 178 for dangerous driving on the road, and 235 for riding with a passenger. Underage riding prompted 141 complaints, and there were 262 for riding on a pavement. Currently, privately owned e-scooters are banned in the UK anywhere except on private land. Meanwhile, Lloyds Bank in Shanklin is to close, leaving the town without a bank. A long-term staple of Regent Street in the heart of the town, the closure of the branch will come as a blow to those who live and work in the area. It leaves Shanklin with just a post office and Nationwide Building Society, but no banks. The town has already lost NatWest and Barclays in recent years. Lloyds will close on the 28th of July. Lloyds Banking Group has announced it will be closing 60 banking branches across the UK. Finally, a wallaby has been born at a petting zoo for the first time in 4 years. Tapnall Farm Park on the Isle of Wight has announced the arrival of the joey, which is approximately 4 months old. Its mother, Hermione, is one of the park's resident Bennett's wallabies. Her father was rehomed to the park when Seaview Wildlife Park closed. The gender of the joey is unknown, as it will continue to live in its mother's pouch for a further 5 months. Lucy Cousins, head keeper at the farm, said the park would be announcing a competition to name the joey in the summer. She said, "The keepers and I are super excited. This has brought us a lot of joy after a trying year or two. It's lovely to have something more positive to focus on." That's all. I'm Jasper Haycox O'Toole.
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and remember I talked about all these people who are having their birthdays? Now I'm going to tell you their ages and their years of birth. Diana Ross, who was born in 1944, who's 78. Martin Short, who was born in 1950, who's 72. And finally, Brittany Wilson, who was born in 1991, who's 31. That's it for your famous birthdays. We'll have some more for you next weekend. Bye for now.
Hello, this is Jasper with my obscure holidays for this week. Number 1. World Piano Day on the 29th of March was created to honour this magnificent instrument that has provided so much joy to so many of us throughout the years. If you like classical music, you've probably heard of the famed piano. With its delicate voice and exquisite resonance, the piano has a lengthy heritage of bringing music to life in concerts all around the world. If you don't understand much about the piano, today is a fantastic day to learn more about it by listening to classical music, attending concerts, or even taking online lessons. Whether you play the piano yourself or simply enjoy listening to this type of music, we can all agree that listening to a good pianist is a pleasure. Number 2. Pencil Day on the 30th of March informs us how incredible a stick of graphite housed in a wooden tube can be. The humble pencil is sometimes forgotten, with so many different types of pens available, from the common biro to the indulgent fountain and the versatile Sharpie. Other pen manufacturers are available. Pencil sketching is a highly expressive, therapeutic, and enjoyable pastime. Whether you're an expert illustrator or you don't think you have a single artistic bone in your body, spend 5 minutes doing some quick doodling and see where your mind leads you. And finally, number 3. Walk to Work Day on the 1st of April is an opportunity to add a little more time to your routine and explore how a morning routine that includes a brisk walk might help you live a more productive life. Walking to work can make a major difference in people's lives in this age of increased knowledge about how being inactive affects one's health. This day is about not only a person's physical and mental health, but also the planet's overall health. Avoiding driving a car to and from work is one simple step that can make a significant impact in preventing more environmental damage. So get ready to gain personal benefits while also benefiting the environment. That's all, and join us next week for some more obscure holidays. You are listening to Vectis Radio FM 104.6 on air and online and on Channel 5 of the Hospedia system at St Mary's Hospital.
Thank you, James.
You just got Ophelia to feel you.
Oh.
You do that.
And now it's time for a game review.
Yes, it is. So the game we're going to be talking about today is once again Fortnite, but it's had some different changes. So
yes,
we'd like to start us off.
We may have already done it and you're probably thinking that we've forgotten it, but no, we haven't. Fortnite is a battle royale game where you have to jump out of a bus and parachute onto an island and collect weapons and items to defeat other players. To prevent players from just camping and staying in one location, the storm constantly restricts the play area and prevents players from just staying in one place and forces them to move.
Yes. So the main goals of the game is that you can either go in a solo game by yourself, a game of duos, a game of trios, which is three people, or squads, which is four people, and the whole goal is to basically survive and not die and be the last team to be alive on the map, and then you win. And the main mechanic of the game used to be that you could like build platforms anywhere for when you fight and all that. Well, that has changed as recently.
Yes. A recent update, recent as in several days ago, has removed building temporarily. Instead of building, there are several new mechanics to replace it. Players now have an overshield that regenerates over time, and to make up for the lack of ability to build walls for defense, you can now grab onto ledges and pull yourself up instead of building staircases, and players move faster in general and can sprint even faster for a small amount of time. Also,
nice.
There are tanks.
And there's also sliding. And the tanks are very annoying in the game. So yeah, there's a lot of old guns that have been added back in, and items that have been added back in the game from the previous seasons as well.
Yes, and there's a lot more story going on, and that's something I really like. The fact that previously they didn't really do much story at all, only gave us few small hints, and yeah. Now it's quite the opposite, although there's still a lot of speculation on the exact story.
Also, every season of Fortnite has a battle pass that you can buy, and then you can earn rewards by playing the game and unlocking them over time.
Nice.
And they've had this recent thing of the battle passes where it seems like they keep adding in one Marvel character in the battle pass every time, as last season was a comic book Spider-Man, not the film one but comic one, and this season's one is Doctor Strange.
Yes, there is a common occurrence. Loki from the Marvel films was also added as part of a subscription service for a few months, and several seasons ago the entire season was Marvel themed.
Yes, but that they were all mainly comic Marvels and not film character Marvels, so yeah. There is only one actual film Marvel character that is in, well there's two actually that are in, and that's Tom Holland Spider-Man and MJ, because those are the only ones they could get rights for, I'm assuming.
Yes, although I think Black Widow from Avengers Endgame was added a while ago in the Avengers Endgame event.
Hello, this is Caden with the Cinema Guide for this week. All of the following films will be shown from Monday to Thursday. Ambulance, which is rated 15 at Cineworld and Commodore Cinema. Yuma, which is rated 15 at Cineworld. The Nan Movie, which is rated 15 at Cineworld and Commodore Cinema. The Phantom of the Open, which is rated 12A at Cineworld and Commodore Cinema. The Batman 2022, which is rated 15 at Cineworld and Commodore Cinema. The Duke, which is rated 12A at Cineworld. Dog, which is rated 12A at Cineworld. Chaunted, which is rated 12 at Cineworld. And finally, Sing 2, which is rated U at Cineworld. For more information, including filmability, make sure to check the Cineworld web.
Hello, this is Jasper with my obscure word of the week. This week's word is Chiliad. It is spelled C-H-I-L-I-A-D. It is a noun which refers to a group of a thousand things, but it can also describe a millennium. It can be used in the sentence, "It seemed like a Chiliad since the group of friends saw each other after going their separate ways." It originated from late Middle English, from the late Latin and Greek word chilias, which means a thousand years, from the word chilioi, which means thousand. That's all, and join us next week for another obscure word of the week.
To go. Goodbye from me, Ophelia.
Goodbye from me, Jasper.
Goodbye from me, James.
Goodbye from me, Kanan the Rockstar.
Goodbye from me, Cassidy.
And goodbye from me, Blake.
Goodbye. Bye.
The Short Breaks 4Ps course, Building Confidence Through Radio. Are you aged 11 to 19? Would you like to build your confidence and improve your communication skills? Well, why not come join us on the 4Ps Short Breaks course every Saturday morning? You can find full details on our website, 4ps.org.uk.